This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, government MPs propose an overhaul of the financing of election campaigns to reduce the reliance on private donors. The DLP criticizes government for borrowing $25 million to repair Kensington Oval. A new $3.7 million fire station is opened at the Bridgetown Port. Jamaican authorities undertaking damage assessment following a 5.6 magnitude earthquake, and more than 20,000 wounded trapped in Gaza. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government MPs want an overhaul of the financing of election campaigns in Barbados to reduce the reliance on private sector donors and benefactors. The position was outlined by Member of Parliament for St. Michael South Central, Marsha Cattle, addressing the Parliamentary Reform Commission as second vice chair of the Barbados Labour Party.
We have had several conversations about members of Parliament and therefore members of Cabinet being able to operate with a certain level of independence in the affairs of the state. We consider that for true independence to take place in that regard, that there has to be some separation of the fundraising or of the way that elections are fundraised for and financed. That means that members of Parliament, in keeping perhaps with a new code of ethics to which they swear, would not then depend on private interests solely in order to finance election campaigns.
Ms. Cattle says a detailed proposal is being prepared for submission.
We think that this is in the interest of the people of Barbados to have the assurance that there's a certain independence in this regard. And so we expect to very quickly put something together with respect to campaign finance to look at this question of financing governance in Barbados.
MP for St. Michael South Central and BLP second vice chair Marsha Cattle. The Democratic Labour Party has criticised the government for borrowing $25 million to repair Kensington Oval and calls for a breakdown of how the money will be spent. President of the DLP, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, stressed the loan should be spent on other income-generating projects instead of on repairs, which he says will only benefit some people.
What's the precise breakdown of how this $50 million from the African Bank will be spent? Does patching the roof and erecting temporary seating at Kensington Oval cost $50 million? The T20 World Cup is only 5 months away in April next year. How can a $50 million upgrade be done in less than 5 months? Design, specs, plans, procurement, tendering, building, another loan for taxpayers to repay while we're still waiting to see the mini stadium that we promised. What about the $230 million that was borrowed for the Scotland District Road Rehab Project? What is the status of that? Lots of lofty plans and promises, but no tangible outcomes. Just more big spending and more debt with nothing to show for it. Couldn't that money be spent on income generating projects, especially at this time where Barbadians are struggling?
Dr. Yearwood also suggested measures to address the high cost of living.
The Democratic Labour Party would like to suggest that the government attempts to address the cost of living crisis in this country. And one of the things the government can do is to bring forward the tax credit for over 40,000 Barbadians earning below $25,000 per year. This would allow those Barbadians to have some money in their pockets and available, especially as we approach the Christmas season and the end of the year.
As President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood.
I now invite Master Ashton Hoyt to flick the switch.
3, 2, 1.
There we go. Bridgetown is now alight for 2023. We are ready to start our independence celebration.
The annual Sagicor Life Incorporated lighting ceremony got underway at Independence Square last evening. Delivering the feature address at the ceremony under the theme Our Past, Our Present and Our Future, Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith said too many young people are suffering and urged people to assist.
There are lots and lots of young people in this country who are fractured. There are lots of young people in this country who are broken. And my role this evening is to ask you to reach out a helping hand in relation to sharing and shedding light on those particular young persons who you and I know are fractured, those who are broken. It is evident that as we move on, there's a need, an absolute need, to embrace our young people. And I'm suggesting to all of us that we play our part. This is our country. And if it is the case that we're to impact in the way that we want to, then we must embrace our young people.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. The Barbados Fire Service has officially opened a new station at the Bridgetown Port. The Barbados Port Incorporated invested $3.7 million for the return of an emergency response service to Bridgetown. Speaking during the opening ceremony, Minister of Information and Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams said that the new station will enhance the ability to respond not only in the port, but within Bridgetown and its environment.
It was almost unfathomable that we didn't have a proper response unit at the port. This is a dedicated portside fire station that principally serves the port, but is also available to serve the wider Bridgetown area. When we moved the fire station from Probyn Street and moved it up to the Pint, a lot of people had concerns as to whether we've compromised the response times for Bridgetown, what happens if a fire breaks out in Bridgetown. I will say that the two instances recently that we had reason to call and respond to, there was a fire in Bridgetown about 2 weeks ago, and the fire service got on here record time in the traffic. I think the public of Barbados can be comfortable that in no way has the delivery of service to the Bridgetown area been compromised. However, with this additional installation, we have doubled the capacity of being able to serve and respond to Bridgetown.
He also disclosed that plans are underway to have an emergency medical technician service at the port.
We also intend to have an EMT unit here, and I mean, we did get funding for this fire station, and we are welcome to receive and open the offers of funding for an ambulance or response vehicle to properly serve the port, principally, but also the wider Bridgetown area.
Minister of Information and Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams and Minister of Energy and Business Senator Lisa Cummins has renewed calls for regional stakeholders in the energy sector to collaborate and speed up the transition to renewable energy. Speaking on the opening day of the Caribbean Energy and Investment Summit at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center, Senator Cummins believes a partnership with regional bodies will ensure the sector has access to much-needed resources for renewable energy.
I believe that the opportunity for us to move into deeper and more complex forms of regional development and regional integration rests in us forming partnerships among ourselves as individual states that identify what do we as a collective need to be able to accelerate the pace of our renewable energy transition, forging that regional partnership into an international partnership with the global supply chains so that our region is able to access the battery supplies that we need, that we're able to get the cutting-edge technology in the time frames that we need it, that we're able to benefit from research and development in a far more accelerated way because no one is coming to solve our problems.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. In Jamaica, the mayor of Morant Bay, Hubert Williams, says a team from the municipal corporation has been deployed to assess the scope of damage that occurred following Monday's 5.6 magnitude earthquake. A house collapsed in St. Thomas. However, Mayor Williams said the municipal corporation stands ready to support those affected. He said risk and damage assessment will also be carried out for schools in the parish. And finally, more than 20,000 wounded people are still trapped in the Gaza Strip, and that's according to Doctors Without Borders. Egyptian officials said 335 foreigners or dual nationals plus 76 seriously wounded and 6 people were brought across the Rafah crossing for medical treatment yesterday. Called for a greater number of people to be evacuated and for a ceasefire and more critical aid to be delivered to Gaza, where their concerns a humanitarian crisis is unfolding. A new and updated list has been published this morning of people approved to leave Gaza through the Rafah crossing. Recapping the headlines, government MPs propose an overhaul of financing of election campaigns to reduce the reliance on private donors. The DLP criticizes the government for borrowing $25 million to repair Kensington Oval. A new $3.7 million fire service station is opened at the Bridgetown port. Jamaican authorities undertaking damage assessment following Monday's 5.6 magnitude earthquake and more than 20,000 wounded trapped in Gaza. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.